Traditional revenue sources for public media and really the media at large are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
We do have results from the Twitter CEO's self-inflicted poll about whether he should stay or go as boss. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, in a week that has started with Hanukkah and then slides into Christmas, consumers are still at it, despite all the recession talk from many economists and CEOs. Julia Coronado is an economist and founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives.
Consumers are definitely getting pinched by higher prices, and we are seeing the return of some consumer caution after sort of a spending spree during the pandemic. But these are not really recessionary kinds of consumer spending numbers. Consumers are still doing their holiday shopping. They're just doing so a little bit more carefully, looking for bargains.
Yeah, and we've been following the job market. It also not going off a cliff yet, although some economists are thinking we'll finally see some contraction in the coming weeks or months.
Yeah, there's definitely pockets of weakness. The tech sector is laying people off. Anything tied to housing is feeling some pain. But broadly speaking, we're still seeing very low jobless claims, very decent job numbers, very resilient labor market.
All right. Someone upbeat for the holidays there. Economist Julia Coronado is also a professor at the University of Texas, Austin. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
We'll get new insight into what's happening with home building and the single-family housing market later this morning from the National Association of Home Builders. All signs point to a continued slowdown in both demand and construction. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that.
The market for new homes has been cooling since late spring, early summer, and that has led to a slowdown in new home construction.
In fact, 2022 will be the first year where single-family home building has posted a decline since 2011.
Robert Dietz at the National Association of Home Builders says when you combine higher home prices and higher mortgage rates,
with at least a 35% increase in construction costs, you really do have a housing affordability crisis.
In the short term, Allie Wolf at the housing data and consultancy firm Zonda says for people who are still looking to buy a home soon,
they may actually find that there are some good deals on the market right now.
But longer term, she says,
when we see more economic certainty and when we see mortgage rates come back down, we may find that we're back in an environment where there's more demand than there is supply.
And we all know what that does to prices. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
Elon Musk is under fire from Tesla shareholders who think he's getting distracted by Twitter, which he owns and runs. Musk launched a Twitter poll over the weekend about whether he should stay or go as Twitter boss. Musk said he would abide by the results, which are now in. More than 57% said he should go. 42% said stay. 17 million votes. Musk also really annoyed some Twitter users this weekend with a new policy preventing them from linking tweets to rival social media platforms. Thank you. Traditional revenue sources for public media, and really the media at large, are declining this year, and we at Marketplace are not immune to these trends. We're currently tracking behind target for this budget year. We are tightening up expenses, but the need for trusted, grounded, fact-based reporting is as pressing as ever. We can't cut back on our mission, so we are turning to listeners like you. Please step up now and invest in Marketplace. If you haven't yet given, now is the time. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
My team and I produced a 25-minute podcast to coincide with the 75th birthday of the transistor now, the most manufactured device in human history by some reckonings, the richest of corporate monopolies that minted Nobel Prizes, how a toxic workplace and a call to a stockbroker were catalysts for what became the transistor-infused Silicon Valley. The Future Began 75 years ago is streamable from marketplace.org now. And today, a reflection on the enduring role of the transistor radio in parts of the world where the internet and smartphones are still not dominant things. Here's Will Bain with our editorial partner, the BBC.
2LO Marconi House, London, calling. 2LO
100 years ago, the BBC broadcast that. Radio was born, but it really got shaken up 3 decades later.
What are you listening to? This Remco transistor radio I made myself. Want to listen? She's a ball game.
Yep, that dogged little transistor we're celebrating helped propel radio into a less, with apologies to my BBC forebearer, stuffy future.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the exciting new sound of Radio 1.
The transistor meant radios could be smaller, more convenient. You could take it with you. You could play music with your friends. And as a result, music radio, like our Radio 1 station here at the BBC, boomed with chart hits. That cultural revolution spread much further than music-loving teenagers in the West, though, because it made radio highly accessible wherever you were. You see, what the transistor also did was provide a lot of power for not much charge, and that was particularly helpful in extremely rural parts of countries like Kenya, where even today many people live off the electricity grid. Swati Madibo is the BBC's Africa Business Editor.
Rural communities where, despite there being mobile connectivity, you don't have electricity that allows people to communicate in terms of connection to any form of electronic device. Right. And so they still have this attachment to radios, transistor radios, where some of them are so small, you can put them in your pocket and you can move around with them for a whole day. And they use dry cells or batteries. They're still as important as they were 2 decades or 3 decades ago. When I was growing up, every time I visited my grandparents, you would only get to hear about news at particular times. So we had this 7 o'clock news in the evening or 6 o'clock news in the morning, and everyone would gather around a transistor radio, and that radio would bring people together in terms of listening to football match there or a Christmas address by the president. There are still parts of rural Africa that do not have the privilege of access to the grid or the internet, and therefore this is still important to date.
Still important to make sure they can hear Swati Madibo, our Africa Business Editor. Thanks so much for speaking to us, and glad they can hear you.
All right, thank you so much. Yeah, I hope they do. Thank you very much, Will.
And I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.